Good morning. This year, and the bracha rakah ot alamoyim is lefuas chaya reizel bas dor rishka elke kitl. Ego. And hadel menchaim lechaim lina nishmas her husband, chanuch henuch yosef ben sar Esther. We are up to the next bracha rakah ha'oetz al hamoyim, which literally means we're thanking Hashem for spreading the earth, the dry land, over the water. This is a complementary bracha to the previous bracha of Zokev Kefufim. In the previous bracha, we thanked Hashem for giving us the ability to stand upright. As we mentioned, that represents the greatest of humanity, specifically the greatness of Klal Yisrael, that our head is facing upwards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we realize that our life, our chiyus, and our tzlocha in life comes from the recognition that we are the closest beings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzad Echad, Mitzad Hashena, we are under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's auspices, and everything we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're always trying to get closer and closer to Him. Kamuvan, in order to stand up, aside from the physical part of the body, being able to stand up and stay balanced, we have to stand on something. And that is the Rekah Ha'oretz Alamoyim, the fact that Hashem made dry land. We know in the Hodul that we say it on Shabbos, we say it in Agoda, on the Kila Olam Chastoy, the eternal chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're mentioning all kinds of amazing things that Hashem does. And one of the things we say in the Akilah Mechastoy is, aside from making the celestial bodies, there's a tremendous chesed in the way Hashem set up the world, that there is dry land. Kamuvan, mitzad ha'toel shaboy, mitzad, what we gain from it is, we can't imagine what life would be, or human life would be possible at all, if we'd have to be in the water. The natural state, of the planet really should be that the solid mass is underneath, and if there's water, the water covers it. The Levush, when he gives a perish on the bracha, he says that there's a tremendous chesed and pella. What Hashem did was, when he was reka'o talamayim, which is against the nature of things. The nature is that, like we're saying, the earth should settle to the bottom and the water should flow to the top, and there should be no land mass mitzad atzmai. Befrat, that the nature of bodies that are spinning around in space are to be spherical, to be round. So if the earth would be perfectly round, that's what it would be. If the world would be perfectly round, so like a ball, then it would be covered completely by water. But what Hashem did was, He changed the face of the earth, the crust of the earth, and He made it have very high bumps in other places and depths in other places, and by doing so, it made it possible for the water to collect in the oceans. We know that just as much as we have very high points in the world above the water, we have big mountains, Himalayas, Mount Everest. In the ocean also, we have these big depths. There's areas that are deeper in the ocean than the Mount Everest is high. All this not natural state of the world to lose its regular spherical shape and have these things, all the continents jutting out to a certain point, mountains even higher, and in the ocean, having the depths of the ocean to collect the water, which is not the natural form, is done as a special chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us. So something for us, like we're saying, to be mizbeinen, pay attention to, not take things for granted, not saying, oh, this is the way things should be. No, not the way they should be. Because Hashem has a special reason that he wanted it to be humanity. They want to be a nation that's over Hashem in this world, and the whole tachlis of the world was lehitiv, to do good for us. So he made something not natural. And that is the Rekah Or Talamoyim, the fact that he spread out the earth in the fashion that it could be on top of the water and the water could be collected into the basins and into the places where the oceans are. So, as we're saying this bracha, once again, we are trying to take ourselves out of the natural way of looking at things, of not paying attention to things. And we went through all the brachas till now with the same idea. So many things we don't even think about. And here's another thing. Yeah, it's a normal thing. Why shouldn't there be land masses and there should be water? But no, that's a special hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make in such a fashion so that we should have a place that we could be zekiv kefufim, we could stand upright, and we could do everything we can. Imagine if we'd be underwater, how would we be able to learn Gemara underwater? Or we do, how would you print Svarim underwater? But that's just a very small example. But any type of human interaction would be impossible underwater. And all this was set up so that we should be able to interact properly, we should have to communicate properly, use the Koyach HaDibur, humanity's biggest Koyach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us is Ruach Memalala, the ability to speak properly, to recognize that we have a Seichel, and the way we bring out Seichel in its positive form is with positive speech. And all these things are made possible because we have the dry lands in which we can live upon. So that's the key loyal mechazda, to think of the tremendous chesed of the mere fact that we have dry land. If we notice also, the bracha says, Roika oret alamoyim. It doesn't say roka. Roka means, historically, that many years ago, in the time of the creation, he set up the world that the earth, parts of the earth will jut above the water, and the water would be gathered underneath it. Roika oret alamoyim is a lotion of present form, that he's constantly being roikeya oretz alamoyim, which has another level of us understanding the ki loylam chaser, the tremendous chesed. Not only at the time of the priyas oylam did he create the world and he set it in this very strange shape of the face of the planet so that we should have a place to live on in the way we live, but he's constantly roikeya oretz alamoyim, he's constantly sustaining the fact that the land masses is as it is, ki lo ilam chasa, with tremendous chesed, as we know in basic science that the land masses aren't just sitting in one place, they're moving around on different plates and the different faults. And the fact that things are stable today is not something also to take for granted. Things can move around. We know every once in a while the big earthquakes, volcanoes, different things that show us that the world that we stand on, the earth that we stand on, is not stable and not something to take for granted. Here, us living in Eretz Yisrael should know that all of Eretz Yisrael is on a very, from the top to the bottom, from the top, Yam Kineret and north, and down to the Dead Sea, is also in one of these, also, faults, or whatever you want to call it, between two different plates, which can move at any time. And Eretz Yisrael has gone through earthquakes in the past. It's a thing for us to think about also. Just because yesterday, in the last years, and 100 years, and however many years, things have been stable, is not guaranteed. And the reason why it is stable is because of the Chesed Hashem. This is the biggest side in our Bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without working on it, the reason why we have peace of mind is because we assume everything is stable and that's the way it has to be and that's the way it should be, and therefore I have nothing to be concerned about. And if we all think about it, we all have this to a certain degree. In other words, I was born healthy, so I don't have to be afraid of getting sick, because who gets really very sick? Very small amount of people, not something to be concerned about. Suddenly dying, it happens to people, but and everything in our physical world, the Yetzer Hara sets us into the format of Olam. The word Olam comes the word of Helam, that the Hashgofa Kodesh Boruch Hu is Helam, means hidden in the world. And the physical world is hidden. It's there, but it's hidden. But our avodah is to open up our eyes. That's not so. And even the ground we're standing upon is not something to be taken for granted. It's also not something that has to be that way. It could very easily change. Just like we see now, the things we never thought will happen suddenly happen out of the blue. Sach HaKol, our present situation is only something that came relevant to us a month ago. A little bit over a month ago. Chamon Aslan, the first person that was Nifter in Eretz Yisrael, was exactly a month ago. And then people said it's only very older people. L'chule, l'chule. L'maise, bitochen starts from realizing that nothing is to be taken for granted. Not my body, not my ability to see, not my ability to stand up, not my health, not my parnosa, and not even the land I'm standing on. Nothing is to be taken for granted because anything could change in any second of our time. So 1 second, if that's the case, so I have to be nervous the whole time because anything could change every second of time. And the answer to it is I have no reason to be nervous. Because ki li olam chazdoi, the reason why everything is so taken for granted is because Hashem is constantly roika ora talamoyim. Hashem, every second of our lives and every second of history is making sure the world continues to exist. And except for special, unusual situations, which Hashem for roiv chokhmosa decides that things have to change, under normal conditions, that chesed is total chesed, whether we deserve it or not, and things continue. And that's where we build up our bitochen. The fact that I have the land to stand on, and there's no earthquakes, or no other type of natural catastrophes, chas v'sholem, is lo ilam chasdoi, that's the chesed of Hashem, because the world was made with all these faults. That's part of the idea of the way the world was made. It was made imperfect, to show us that the world is imperfect. But together with that imperfection, there's a need for the chesed, so we should get past the imperfection, to be able to survive it. The world is full of imperfections, health-wise also. There's an unlimited amount of viruses and bacteria floating around every day of our lives. And together with that, Kilo Elam Chazdo, Hashem is watching over us, protecting us, our body protects ourselves from so many thousands of different mazikim every day of our lives. And when we think about that, tremendous, constant chesed that Hashem gives us unconditionally throughout our lives, then gives us the courage to understand that, okay, now, even when we're in situations, things are less clear, what's going to be the future, but nothing changed. It's the same Kilo Elam Chazdo that's there. Should be zeicher to take advantage of, like we're saying, a shake-up by Hashem is also part of Olam Chazdo. Even the dinim, we're in a state of dinim in the world. Midas Adin, Nebuch, a lot of Jews and people all over the world are suffering. A lot of very, very wonderful people have left us in the last few weeks. I personally know quite a few. Every single one of the ones that I know are very special people from America. And from here we have some. Europe. There is a Midas Adin. But the Midas Adin is for us to bring back the Midas HaChesed. For us to reassess and not take things for granted and realize that every little thing I have in my life is Ki Le'olam Chazdoi. Noisim Lechel Chol Bozor Ki Le'olam Chazdoi. Person, people are concerned about Parnosa. That's also Noisim Lechel Chol Bozor Ki Le'olam Chazdoi. He makes sure we have our basic needs no matter what. And he will continue doing that. So once again, when we say this bracha, Roi Kal and Samoy, we're reminding ourselves that the fact that there is a earth to stand on is a special chesed of Hashem. It's something that changed the whole format of the world so that we should have a place to stand on and be over Hashem and live our lives in a pleasant fashion. Together with that, Roika, present, is constantly giving Hashgocha. Lo'ilam chasa, every second of history, he's giving the special chesed to retain things as they should be. And through that, a mechazik, my peace of mind, and even though sometimes things externally look that who knows what happened, nothing changed. Oilam chasa, Hashem's chesed remains, and we'll remain with Hashem, and yes, Hashem will see the Yeshua and the downpouring of pure chesed without any din in the Kodesh.